trinary. When I was a child, I started having recurring nightmares about an octopus grabbing me on a beach because my drug addict parents were not watching me. When the tide would pull back from the shore at its farthest point, I saw an octopus and wanted to run out there and get it. I thought it was just a matter of running fast enough, but halfway out there I realized I had no clue what I was running on, but it was alive. I got to the octopus, and just as I was going to grab it, the tide came back, and I had to run, but before I could, the octopus grabbed me. We both got dragged out farther from shore. I could only breathe when I could get back to the surface. Somehow, I got back to shore, but the octopus was gone. I've always thought the octopus, or maybe a dolphin, got me back to shore. Funny how memories are when you were a child, looking back at them as an adult, as if my parents drugged me. In my nightmare, I am sitting at the beach alone at night, and the octopus calls me, and I go into the tide, and find a dolphin waiting. I grabbed onto the dolphin as the octopus wrapped its arms and head around my head. I noticed I could see and breathe. After swimming for hours, we came to a vent at the bottom of the ocean. We swam past layers of earth and got to a shell. It had passages leading to other layers, and we swam to each, until we reached the bottom of the passages. I saw a layer that was water, one that was oil, another with magma, and then the Trinity engine. My view of the earth has never changed from that moment on. I took this as a vision, with no other way to explain the details I see things in. I have had variations of the same nightmares. These are comparable to what Kepler, Newton, and Tesla wrote. So, more likely, I had these nightmares because of reading about theirs, and only added in the octopus and dolphin because of my experiences. As a child, I knew Halley said our magnetic strength was decaying at a rate it would hit zero when Newton said it was the end of time. Newton calculated it under the Julian calendar using Halley's data to be 2060. Growing up, no one believed me, so I gave up talking about it. NASA concluded after over a century of extensive study of the magnetic strength of Earth that it is decaying at a constant rate of around 5% per century. Edmund Halley sailed the open seas to get magnetic measurements around the world, where others have not charted, and concluded that is the reason they reset the calendar. Newton wrote about dreams or nightmares, depending on how you feel about them. Newton's dreams were about the Great Pyramid, and soon my nightmares became a new world to live in. I was standing in the desert and looked around me and noticed that I was alone, expecting to see Newton, but turning around only to see a pyramid. I heard waves like I was a child back at the beach and knew I had to run. I got to the door and opened it, and everyone I had ever thought about in my lifetime ran through the door. My family was last, then I knew I was out of time and slammed the door shut. Turning slowly, I see a wave thousands of feet tall. I spotted an octopus and ran to catch it, but it caught me first. This time we took a different heat vent at the bottom of the ocean. As we dove for the bottom, I could see the water behind me freezing over, and I knew I could not swim up to get another breath. We dove faster and faster, trying to get ahead of the freezing ice. When we got to the bottom, I saw a spacecraft, and we got inside. We flew around the world and saw trinary sanctuary pyramids around the world. I saw signs they were still building. I could imagine going into them, but like all dreams, I must wake up. Newton imagined building pyramids, as did Kepler. Only his vision used a square box, a pyramid, and a sphere, so I went with his plan. I designed a military project I call Trinary Sanctuary. The concept is you build a sphere inside another sphere and build a box around them that is 1,000 feet square. All the boxes are steps to a giant pyramid. You stack them 66 wide and 16 tall. That is 66,000 feet wide and 16,000 feet tall, around 13 miles wide and 3 miles high. You can build them as wide as you want, but you have a limit on how many you can stack. We do not stack the boxes on each other. Instead, you build a frame that supports them from the ground. You build as many floors as you want inside of the spheres, depending on the height of the floors and what you want to use them for: residential, farming, ranching, manufacturing, and other purposes. Kepler called it Harmony of the World, but Newton called it a sanctuary. I call it Trinary Sanctuary. Amazing that Kepler and Newton had these dreams, but me and Tesla both read about them before having them. So it was not the same, and mine were the only dreams that had octopus in them. I would feel gravity in my dreams, which is scary. They sent me to countless sleep studies where they never detected rapid eye movement, REM, sleep. I have periodic limb movement, PLM. This means I move in my dreams. My limbs move in my sleep. That is why I feel gravity. In my dreams, we build each square block as a pod. The name pod is because in my dreams, these would grow underwater. When the world froze over, these spaces were where people lived. The concept is the same for a pod of dolphins. In my dreams, we had to save all the ocean life and land life. We have birds, bats, insects, as well as plants, trees, and anything that can freeze to death. I have a few hours before I need to upload this document. It will also make an audiobook using a clone of my voice. I'm going to be 100 years old tomorrow at 6:32 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I have my gravestone ready. It has my full name, which is Jeffrey Scott Flesher. But my legal name, the one I sign my name with, is Flesh. When you get to be 99 years old and can remember who you are and who those around you are doing well. When I was younger, I had a lot of promising ideas, but no one would listen to me because I was a nobody. So I thought maybe I could make videos about my dreams and nightmares. I called it The Light Wizard in the Flesh, thinking that people would understand. All I learned is people call me crazy for believing that God is the force of gravity, telling me light is dynamic. I tell them to prove it, knowing they cannot. All they can say is, everyone knows that. When we know light has no acceleration, proving people do not think deep or clear, which is something like what Tesla said, but not a quote, but a paraphrase. I do that a lot the older I get. The quotes become distant memories like galaxies long gone. I thought that if I told people that God is all light without darkness, it would change their lives, but could not undo the damage that religion has done. People only know a deity God, and will always believe that is God. I renamed God by using the prefix trinary, so I could say trinary God. But those that were religious, or their parents were, will never change. They believe they are the same. I have these sessions with my wife, she says. My light or her God are both the same. And she is Catholic, so she tells me there was a real person named Jesus Christ in history. I told her to prove it. Then I prove Kepler and Newton proved the church inserted Jesus Christ into the Torah as a person to make Jesus Barabbas out to be the sinful man for losing the war against the Jews. But he destroyed the Roman Empire by telling the soldiers that money is slavery. His story is a different story. The Torah before the 3rd century did not have Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ does not exist in history. That is not an opinion but a fact. It is also in the public domain. It is a well-documented fact the church could not get around, and why they switched to teaching the Trinity, or trinary science of God. When I told people that God was the force of gravity, that is, the light inside atoms, I thought this would change their lives. Again, nothing, no lights turned on. When we talk about math, it is F equals MA, where the mass is the neutrino particles, and light without darkness or trinary God. After I explain to them that gravity is like floating inside a balloon, you go with the flow. Earth is a huge electromagnetic ball. It has static light inside it, and the universe is dragging it through space. A falling body will reach terminal velocity because of this dragging effect. Earth orbits the sun, like atoms orbit, a proton, or a neutron. Our body, like other objects in the world, has a frequency. If we free fall from space in a metal sphere, the metal would increase its frequency until the metal turned blue, then red. If we do not slow it down, we will hit at terminal velocity if we do not burn up first. The sphere will burn up before it hits Earth, but its mass will still hit Earth, only as molten material or ash, as micrometeorites. If we jumped out of a plane flying at 10,000 feet, our acceleration to Earth stops after the first 90 feet. That is called terminal velocity of 120 miles an hour. I tell people, and they say, so what? And tell me Einstein was right. The reason humans will go extinct is that they are ignorant and lazy. They are ignorant because they believed in theory, knowing it is not a fact. All because they believe they have the unwritten right to believe what they want, because that means they have the unwritten right to believe in lies. Those lies are why humans are ignorant. The concept of static light is simple. Take a flashlight and turn it on. Notice the light does not move, but the flashlight moves. Because it is on Earth, which orbits the Sun, which orbits the galaxy, which orbits the universe. You may not feel like we are moving fast, but we are moving at what we call the speed of light, which is an ignorant term since light is static. The light is being pulled away from its source and not being shot out of it. Gravity is a pulling effect and not a pushing effect. You do not fall to the Earth, you are being pulled to the ground. Trinary light means God, because God is all light without darkness, and we find this inside of atoms. Trinary means the three logical state changes in light. Those changes are light, dark, and invisible. As proof, if we look at atoms under an electron microscope, we see an atom when it is bright, dull, and invisible. I designed Trinary Sanctuary to be a military project. My concept is that we work as a country called Trinary Sanctuary. This is a pyramid built with 1,000 square foot blocks called a step. The inside is called a pod. I modeled this after the work of Kepler on the harmony of the world. It contains dual spheres. The shape is to prevent it from collapsing. We need post-tension concrete, so you have four sides, creating an eight-sided pyramid. That requires post-tension bolts that tighten from all sides. Labor must be free because there's not enough money in the world to build it. Most people will not work for free, but I only designed this for people 18 years old or younger who have never had to work before. The Trinary Sanctuary program will begin once the military for any country around the world accepts the contract between Trinary Sanctuary and the outside communities. The first three generations will have it the hardest, having to unlearn what they have learned up to this date and learn the new ways of Trinary. They must prioritize the order they build the section, or rings. They must complete the Trinary military ring first. It is temporary housing while the pyramid is being constructed. The section divides areas into separate rings. These can be food, but every other one must be a road with a train tunnel. This arrangement is analogous to a spoked wheel that allows for ease of access to critical areas like hospitals. This will be a new society with no rules, only goals, and ways of getting things done safely. Those old ways of doing things will not work here. Their technology will not work here. They must make their own technology. The parents will want to tell you how they would do it, and the grandparents will have to tell you how they would do it. But their ways will not work here. This will make it hard for the first three generations. After that, this will operate at a significantly better pace of life. The bulk of the labor is building machines. These are robotic, but have a person in charge of operating it through a remote control. The job of building using 3D concrete printing, while assembling the pods and post-tension plates, means everything has to run according to a computer program. If people want to survive the end of time, they will have to build these, but not build them for that reason. The reason you want to build them is for a better life for everyone. Trinary engineers designed the facility to be environmentally friendly. It must last a long time, so they design it to be maintained. The military should take the Trinary Sanctuary project because they know it is the only way to pay down the national debt while slashing the military budget once the manufacturing facilities are complete. Trinary military will take over the production of all military systems. They will design systems that go beyond what current weapons manufacturers are capable of. The military will have Trinary military and militia build a new base for them. These are hardened complexes, designed to survive war and an ice age. Politicians will want to make this deal because they know this project is the best plan anyone has. The military oversees the project, so we know it will get done. They create Trinary military and militia and train them on how to build this complex. The Federal Reserve only cares about making money, and the less they spend on labor, the more they can build and make more money. If you pay to have it built, someone else will own it, and people will lose interest in building a prison, and the project will die. Trinary Sanctuary belongs to the people who live there. This is their home, and it will be their children's home, and they will own it just as much as everyone that lives there. Ownership means pride, and those that build it will build for themselves. Money will not matter to them, because what they are building is more precious than money. It is a way to survive an ice age. The military and Trinary military are the only people in the complex we allow to have weapons. They have an armory and a firing range. Anyone that we allow to use firearms can use the firing range. There are age limits for firing some weapons, but they have weapons for all ages. Everyone in the complex, we allow them the right to use a weapon at the firing range until they do something that would take away that privilege. When I say complex, it means Trinary Sanctuary, which is only the pyramid. The Trinary Military Ring includes active duty military and militia from any country contributing to the Trinary program. Then we have Trinary Oasis, which is the federal ring for both active and retired, and the Outlanders Ring, where everyone in the world can live. Trinary Military does not allow people to check out firearms. They only allow them to use them at the firing range, and they have outdoor hunting trips you can join. Trinary does not allow suicide or homicide. We train people to use weapons and allow them to use weapons the way we constructed them to be used. Once the pyramid has one pod, it must have floors for food, medical, and manufacturing. We will tool them to manufacture everything they need to survive. The second pod should be for food, medical, and residents that work here. The third pod is manufacturing, medical, and residents that work here. And the fourth will be residential, medical, and food. An advanced society requires a new form of indoor entertainment. So the fifth pod needs to be for entertainment. The sixth pod needs to be for residents of large families, food, medical, and recreation. The pods need to be soundproof and vibration-free. We must ensure we isolate all machines from the floor it sits on. Every room must have as close to no noise as possible and must contain any noise anyone makes. The floors must be able to adjust for level should an earthquake put it out of level. I would build levelers that can level 32 feet of floor. The pods can have floors that are 10, 20, or 32 feet tall. We must level the plumbing and electrical with the floors. The floors all meet in the center of the sphere where the elevators were located. I would build train tunnels that connect the pods, 64 feet in diameter. I would have 10, 16, and 32-foot tunnels for trains, and 10-foot tunnels for water, air, power, and network. Tunnels must be inside a tunnel to allow maintenance of the tunnels. All tunnels must be watertight. All pipes carrying water must be inside another pipe. There must be enough room between the pipes for a track for robotic welders that can repair damaged pipes. The equipment used to repair pipes must be able to work underwater. You need to have a water pump line and a mechanical way to cup where you need to weld and remove the water inside the cup. The water coming in may overpower the pump, so you need to hold the pressure, preventing as much water flow as possible. Welding underwater has its problems. I would suggest you heat both sides of the area you need to weld to the proper welding temperature before welding, and slowly bring the heat down so you do not get cracks. The type of work required by robotics proves we need new technology to deal with situations in which we must deal. I could list these situations, but what would be the point? You need to design them to work underwater, in space, and dry, which is preferable. Humans operate all Trinary robots. You have routines it runs, but a human must be able to see what the robot is doing and be in control of it and responsible for what it is doing. You need the ability to X-ray the weld. You must drill holes to stop cracks. There are so many things you need to know about welding and repairing tunnels. Trinary Sanctuary requires special robotics to build this complex. They need to design and manufacture all the robotics it requires. They need robots that can build robots. There will need to be people inspecting everything the robots do, including building robots. The labor required to build Trinary Sanctuary is high tech, people that can work with robotics. The energy used to power all the devices must be as energy friendly as possible. This means you cannot allow electronic components to overheat. This means we build CPUs to be more energy conservative, then overheating due to how fast we want to push its clocking. We cannot push people any more than we can machine. I only have an hour before I need to upload this file. I have uploaded every book I have ever written, and that is too many to count right now. Yet I need to talk about what should have happened instead of what happened. What happened is people could not convert from a deity god to a trinary god. Most of them thought they were the same, when I told them they were complete opposites. For example, a deity god does not physically exist, which is the complete opposite of light without darkness that physically exists inside all the atoms in our universe, a deity. God has a deity son named Jesus Christ, who never existed in history, because the church inserted Jesus Christ. Before the church had to admit to doing anything wrong, they announced that they would teach Trinity God and would not talk about religion. Satan sucked up the souls of people that confused religion for the belief in God. If you leave off the prefix, we lose track of what God we are talking about. The prefix trinary changes everything because it defines words and spells. People might get annoyed if you keep having to prefix everything with trinary or trinity. As far as terms go, light and darkness is already confusing enough. Trinary light means three logical state changes in light. That type of light we cannot see. We only see the colors that are in the rainbow of colors in the white light. White as an input has every shade of gray from black to white. If I say light, we have no clue what that even means to anyone. The church was the first to change to trinity or trinary science. The reason was that they knew it did not change the Torah from the 4th century. They knew I did not use any other reference to the Torah before the 4th century other than its artwork on the border of pages, and not the content of those pages, other than artwork. This proves I did not need to alter the Torah to explain what it said. The church agreed we can interpret the artwork, but some believe they are just art, and that we can all agree. That meant the church could keep using the same Torah and Bibles, and explain that Christ is the star we know as the binary star Sirius, and Jesus Barabbas was the only Jesus in the Torah, for the transition into writing new Torah and new Bibles based on it. The church membership took off faster than they could have expected. I remember when the Trinity, or Trinary Time Capsule, went online. I uploaded my books to it. Education changed once the church got back to teaching the science of God, with the highest degrees. I finally got an accredited degree. The church's schools became so popular that they forced the public education system to shut down. The Pope, and all the leaders of major churches around the world, announced that the church only sanctions Trinity or trinary science. The church all used Trinity, whereas people that did not want attachments to the church chose trinary. But not everyone was pleased, because those that did not believe in God still wanted to believe in Einstein's theories, because of the unwritten right to believe what you want. Mainstream had to decide which way to go, but knew if it took Einstein's side, the church would cut them off. The citizens did not care. It was no big deal to them, because they believe a deity god and trinity or trinary god are the same. I must point out, the Torah still says they are sheep, because some things never change. The Masons never had to change, because the ones at the top all knew this, because most of what I had to say you can find in the Torah or public domain. People still hate Jesus Barabbas, which is something the church could not undo, but they tried. We can say the same for people that did not believe God existed or who believed in the theory of Einstein. One thing I can prove, and that is education does not remove prejudice. These prejudiced people believe in unwritten rights. For example, the unwritten right to believe what they want. Think about the two sides of this coin. On one side, we have the truth. I will call this heads. On the other side, I will call it chasing your tail. This side has the unwritten right to believe what we want, because no matter what anyone teaches you, you will not believe it, which is fine if they are liars. So we agree no one has a right to teach anyone anything. This side of this coin has a 50/50 chance they pick the truth. This coin is uneven because one side is a random chance they could guess the truth. What are the odds that type of thinking will get people through an ice age? This is a question only fools would ask. People who believe they have rights will never give up their unwritten rights, because you cannot erase those, because they are a dream, the core of who they are. That one thing in life, they thought, was the truth. We cannot change them, because they must always be right. I have no rights because laws bind me. I only believe what I can prove is true. A theory is not a way of explaining a fact. It is a way of lying about them. Trinity or trinary math is as simple as positive 1 plus negative 1 equals 0, which is a truth table and a formula, plus or minus f of x equals 0. Newton called it calculus. This is the one formula that rules them all. When I was a child, I would stare into space. I never grew out of that habit. If you are in the moment, you will notice white noise everywhere in your vision. Once you learn to focus your eyes so you can see it, everything changes. Maybe for some that did not know it all. Our attitude creates the reality we live in. What is wrong or what is right is only the mood we are in. Laws do not make us right and rarely leave us left. My parents and school would force me to be right-handed, but I was born left-handed in a right-handed world. There are always things that confuse me, like left and right. The port is on the left side, and the starboard is always right. The white noise is trinary energy, and it talks to you and you can see it around your headspace, as others can see yours around your head. You see theirs. It is a halo. Once you see this darkness in the light, you cannot unsee it. This is the magnetosphere.
Once you understand God is the force of gravity, and God is all light without darkness, you only need to know it takes electricity to make light. We know the fastest way to get from hell below earth to heaven above is to ride the white lightning. Our attraction to earth is the ground. We jump from an elevated place, and we fall at a known rate. Objects will fall at a rate of 9.80666 meters per second per second. If we fall 10 feet, we will hit the ground at around 17 miles an hour. At 90 feet, we achieve a terminal velocity of around 120 miles per hour. Tomorrow, on the 14th of January 2061, the magnetic countdown reaches zero. The magnetosphere will go from 93.6% to 0%, and the magnetosphere will reverse its polarity, because we cannot have two north magnetic poles in the same space. We will lose our gravity for 6.66 minutes, as our atmosphere vents into space. Then we wait for the sky to fall, having had a micrometeorite hit me in the head. Even with a police report like Chicken Little, no one believed me.
I am going to upload now, that is all I had to say. I hope whoever finds this understands it. If we only know what we can prove to be the truth, we will only know the truth. The truth is not complex, nor is the universe. Trinary God is all light without darkness. That is truth.